What's up, guys, and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Dungeon Master. Previously on The Outsiders.
The gas.
Gas?
Don't breathe it in.
Dick, I don't breathe. Dick, I just need a nod or not. Did Batman have something that could kill all the Justice League?
If you spend a hero point...
I spend a hero point.
And he keeps his eyes shut, but he nods. You see both legs spread a little bit and his shoulders drop. And he...
So, toys to play with.
And he comes charging at you. And it doesn't let him sign on. How did you get into my cave? So, we left with Mira and Dick trying to get into the back computer and being denied. Humphrey, you're hiding away in a corner somewhere because the bat ship just turned up, the bat wing. And Tawny, you are unconscious and injured. What are we doing?
So he's emerged from his ship, right?
Yes, and he's pulled off Tawny and Nightwing.
He's got Batgirl as well.
Yeah,
Batgirl as well, yeah.
The one that can't talk.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
They're all in three gurneys, aren't they, or something?
Yeah, like they're all on gurneys.
Are they like hoverbed ones?
Yes. Yeah. Of course they are. They've got to be futuristic.
100%. Hoverbed gurneys just come out.
Makes zero difference.
They like makes all the difference.
They're like homing gurneys. Follow him as he goes.
Like those suitcases you get with a fob that follows you.
The ride-on ones.
It's just Batman.
He's just sitting on the ground.
Like an intrepid explorer on the front of his ship on the front gurney pointing.
Majestically pointing.
I spotted him straight away, and obviously I got that actual 20 before.
Yep,
finished,
so you know who that is. We have talked off mic.
Yeah.
Just so you've got that information.
I am going to step out of the shadows the minute I see him. And I'm just going to be like, Tim, is that you?
Oh, you see him waver. So he, that poker face, that Batman poker face kind of faults. And yeah. You notice it straight away.
Yeah. I spot a wannabe when I see one.
Tim?
I didn't say that. I did. Oh, that would be rude.
Tim?
What are you doing in my cave?
More the question, this is not your cave, Tim.
As of tonight, it is.
Sorry, Noir. Tim is Robin.
What?
Or was.
That was a long time ago.
What about the red guy with the hood?
What, Red Hood? We've met Jason.
Yeah! Wasn't he a Robin?
No? Yes. Of course.
There's two Robins!
Sorry, there's so many of you, it just gets confusing at times.
Five by canon.
Yeah, and I know none of them. Remember
Batman
that.
Batman goes through orphans like nobody's business.
It's a rolling door system.
They're not all orphans, I get it.
Like, he puts pre-orders in at the orphanage.
No.
That Justice.
One. That one. Now he's a Batman?
Well, we're here to see if something was missing, Tim, if you must know. We have reason to believe that whoever's been killing the Justice League stole vital ingredients from this cave.
What ingredients?
The gas. Scarecrow's gas. We believe that was used to kill Hal.
That's definitely an idea.
Do you know where he stores that stuff?
And he, yeah, he knows his cave inside out. Spent a lot of time
Well, you'll
here.
Know if it's missing then, Tim. You look. Shall I call you Batman or Tim?
Batman.
Okay. An ego thing, I get it. It's fine.
It's a bit of a weird thing.
So he goes to the computer that Dick's trying to get into with Mira. And he just kind of pushes Dick out of the way. Vehicle reversing.
Is it on a slope?
Tim, I keep telling you to get a hover wheelchair, but you just get a hover wheelchair, Tim. Dick.
Tim, Dick, there's so many of them.
Oh my god.
And he starts typing away. Alfred, give me the itinerary. And the computer doesn't respond.
IT issues.
And you see him like, Alfred, give me an itinerary report. And the computer doesn't respond. And then he starts clacking away at the keyboard for a few minutes and nothing happens. And the frustration, you just see him slam his fist onto the desk.
But that's not going to help.
I'm locked out.
Yeah, so am I. I had to go.
We spoke to Alfred on the ship on the way over.
Don't think it's the same thing.
Tawny over there, the one on the gurney, the one floating behind you, she managed to get access to the clock tower. Maybe we need her again?
Maybe. Now it's getting early. I think some rest is in order.
Okay, fair enough.
I actually think I could do with a rest.
I think I'm already rested.
I don't need rest, but I will... I'll have a good old wander around this bat cave and
yeah.
poke and prod and look at everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't you go through walls? We've literally seen you go through walls.
No.
No.
I've never gone through a wall.
What, you mean, like...
He can teleport.
Yeah.
But he's never jumped through a wall. It's not safe.
We never established if I could see where I was teleporting. So I guess if there was a vault door and I just went, I'll teleport inside it, I'm just potlucking what happens, really, aren't I?
Yeah.
Because I did that in the sewers, didn't I? I was like, potluck, I'll go down there.
Yeah.
And I'm unconscious.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler style. You have to see your target. Otherwise, you're kind of just... best guessing.
I'm happy to put the canary back in the mine.
Oh, yeah, well, if there is a locked door, then fuck it.
Give it a go. Why not?
Yeah.
He says he can't die. Let's keep testing it.
So,
what would happen if I got stuck in a wall or something?
Teleport out of it.
You can teleport out of it again.
It would just push me out, right?
Yeah, push you
like
a wall taking a shit. A ghostly shit.
You just come through the wall.
Like Ace Ventura at the rhino's ass. Like I'm
very possible.
So, I will say you've got a fair few hours to wander this place. You will be conscious by the time nightfall comes again.
Right.
Medical aid in Batman's cave is the idea is that Batman and his team need to be ready for the next night, no exception. So medical aid here is exceptional.
Yep.
Like, they will patch you
You'll
up,
feel good as new.
Stitch you up, and you will look worse for wear, but you will be combat ready.
Still have a broken nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering you fought Bane, I think that's the least of your problems. I'd walk away with a win.
I'd have taken him.
It's just a flesh wound. So, you want to wander around the cave?
Yeah, I'll give this, a good squeeze around.
The main platform is where Bat Computer is. This is a huge computer. The most kind of...
Can I try and log into it?
You can do, yeah.
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah, you can do.
I take a shot in the dark.
So, if you got technology, add that. I would say, because you're shit with technology, roll me at disadvantage.
I definitely don't have technology, so don't worry about that.
You're just kind of going to smash the keys a bit. Hope so it works.
13.
No.
You're just going to blink it.
So, you clack away, one finger at a time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like a child type thing.
Worth a shot.
Early. Or like your nan type thing as well.
I don't think I've ever used a computer before.
Puts his glasses on. He's got one of those little pearly necklaces.
I'm like one of those at the screen, which is giant.
One of those
little.
Classic old people that just doesn't want to touch technology, really. Well, it was worth a go. I'll look around.
So like I said, you got the main platform that you're on. Everywhere is walkways and stairs that are steel kind of scaffolding, industrial built.
Yeah.
None of it's meant to be pretty. It's built for purpose. To your right, you go straight up and you've got like bat suits and spare bits and equipment and everything to repair it as well. Up from there leads you to the first platform for kind of trophies. So you've got like the giant T-Rex. You've got Slappy, the little doll.
I would be aware of these
These are major villain objects. There's Joker's playing card, the giant one. There's a big coin for Two-Face.
So he collects trophies too.
He does.
He doesn't need them anymore.
All littered through this Batcave. On the equal level to that, but on a different platform, you've got like a history of Batmobiles.
Oh.
All collecting dust, battered, broken, bullet holes. Flat tires, just all of them from his first one to his last one, and then just the Batwing as the Batmobile kind of got outdated by flight.
And when the bikes as well.
Yeah, the bikes are there. The Batpods, they're
you
all there.
And again, Kawasaki.
Outdated, but they're still functional.
Yeah,
a few of them got flat tires and they're collecting dust and bullet holes and stuff, but they all still kind of work. On the main platform, again, you've got the landing pad, which is where the Batwing is and where your ship is, the Queen.
Yep.
To the right of that is just a giant waterfall that you come through to get into the Batcave.
I will show the most interest in his trophies and bits and pieces like that, and all the villainy things that he's collected, because that feels like the right thing to do. And I'll look through all of that. How big's the coin, Two-Face's coin?
If you put it on the floor outside, you'd see it in this window.
Oh, why is it so big? There was no way he was flipping that. Heads or tails. Well, I'm going to guess that by the time you flipped it, it's heads.
you literally pick it up and turn it over.
So in here, you've got things like the Scarecrow's mask.
Ooh.
The Mad Hatter's hat. Some of Killer Croc's teeth. There's a locket. There's some Catwoman equipment, whip and cowl, a broken one. Some of Clayface's clay as well, that's hardened in a kind of glass perspex case.
Why do I feel like that's alive?
Mr. Freeze's gun. And some of the Riddler's trophies, the glowing question marks that he used. You've got a knife that just says pig underneath it, spelt with a Y instead of an I.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to fill my pockets. They're all asleep. I'm going to fill my pockets.
You've got Two-Face's gun as well.
Very good.
Firefly's flamethrower. A venom tank from Bane.
Oh, does it still have venom in it?
It feels heavy. We have to work out a new system for that.
I'm going to need to take a break as a DM here and decide what the fuck I'm going to do.
Surely it just goes on the floor.
And
no, because I can ingest things, can't I?
There's, I just can't see. There's also a huge calendar on the wall with red X's all over
it. With a hanging baby cat on it.
Anything that's saddlebaggable will be saddlebagged.
Okay.
So please tell me what I can
put.
So
you can transport straight to Janet.
I can.
And then come back again.
I can send my horse to and fro.
So there's Scarecrow's mask.
And that's going in the saddlebag.
The Mad Hatter's hat.
I'm writing all this down.
Hat with a playing card inside.
I'm beginning to think that the second world's greatest detective might notice these missing.
Catwoman's whip and broken cowl.
I put cat whip and cowl. Yep.
Mr. Freeze's gun is fucking huge.
Now, I'm going to actually have that. That's going on my back.
There's for now. Professor Pig's knife.
Pig knife?
Yes, PYG.
Oh, PYG. Yep.
Two-Face's gun.
Yep.
One of Bane's venom tanks, which is huge. Like, it's a... You know those big orange tanks?
Is there any way of just extracting some of the venom?
It's just got a twisty knob on the top.
I will extract some venom and fill... I assume maybe a flask or something?
There'll be some old science equipment and stuff.
A mug.
Batman science-y days.
I'm going to keep hold of that.
Yeah, so I will give you one vial of it. Like a proper drinky drink.
Yeah.
Of it.
We'll take one of them.
Killer Croc's teeth.
Croc teeth.
And Harley Quinn's mallet.
Now you got a choice. Gun or mallet.
I don't think you understand. He's listed them because he's going to take all of them.
Yeah, but the ones he wants to use right now.
Everything's gone in the saddlebags or on my horse in some variety. Yes. And sent back to Janet. Janet's going to be like, oh my god, he's been busy.
just
the gas stuff. Well, I assume that wasn't there. Scarecrow's gas.
No.
Was there a cabinet for it? Or
It should have been with his mask.
Ah, right. So it has been taken. Tick. We were correct. Don't know where to go from here, but we were definitely right.
Just out of character. Entire room's been stolen now.
Is there any way I can operate the gun? Do I know how to use Mr. Freeze's
gun? It needs the tank on the back filled with his cryo.
Oh, bollocks. Well, then I'll bring the horse back and put that on the horse as well. This horse, poor
shark
horse.
Shark repellent spray. You know what? You can have a hero point, and absolutely you fucking did.
It's the one from Bloody... It's the one from Lego, isn't it?
66 Batman, yeah.
I put that in.
Even though it's a mechanical shark, and it shouldn't work.
It's fine.
Plot.
I've taken all of it and put it. I stripped the room bare then.
Pretty much, yeah. The only thing I left are like giant shit.
The giant shit, and I can't.
I cannot wait until I have to investigate the crime scene of somebody stealing it.
No, because I've already investigated it, haven't I? Thoroughly. I can come back and be like, I've investigated it. They definitely took the gas from here.
Any idea?
I did up. Why is it that I asked him about the gas and he decided to go on the computer rather than come to the room?
That's where the inventory is, to see what's been checked logged. And
Okay.
It's the easiest way to check.
But to know it's missing is to actually see it's missing.
Alfred is a smart computer.
Alfred's going to adopt me in then if we get to
if we get in that thing, you are definitely...
Is there anything else you want to do while you're here?
Is there any other rooms worth looking at while everyone's snoozing?
Not really, no. It's a built-for-purpose war place.
I'm going to start up with the newest bat bikes.
Yeah.
And bring that into the main hall, because that's my gift to you when you wake up.
It's got a little
guess it'll wake him up anyway.
It's got a little ribbon. So the latest one is actually an electric bike.
Yeah, that's fine.
So it'll be pretty silent.
I'll whiz that into the main room.
Oh, are we not talking
I'm
about
having
the fact?
A great time while everyone's sleeping? It's fucking brilliant. Shopping. I have the biggest smile on my face.
Are we not talking about the fact that he's just taking this stuff?
This is the weirdest John Hughes movie I've ever seen.
This is amazing.
Genuinely, he has literally just taken this stuff.
If this was a movie, that's the montage part. It's just him having a whale of a time.
Absolutely.
He's throwing sheets in the air.
It's like flash dance music going on.
I can just picture with a feather boa and a hat on whilst you're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fucking brilliant.
He's rolling around on the chair,
I'm
legs in the air.
I'm using all the shit.
You're going through Batman's costumes. There's like an entire costume party going on here.
He tries them all
like
on.
Like a big saggy costume.
None of them fit.
The 60s Batman.
he starts doing the dance.
He's got all of them.
Maniac, maniac.
Is there a space Batman? He's wearing a space Batman costume.
It's the Footloose scene, isn't it? That's what he's doing.
It is. It's absolutely
in the warehouse.
But when I pull the chain, it's Venom. It's Bane's Venom. It splashes all over me.
You're hoping it's Venom. He's a big boy.
No, I've had a good time. And then I'll bring the bike round as well, ready for him to wake up.
Yeah. All right, and so we'll say that you wake up, you get a long rest. Probably. Mm-hmm. You sleep sort of light, I imagine, very aware of your surroundings.
I feel like I should have got a role to hear him in his work.
No, I'm well away.
Oh, he had headphones on.
I put headphones on everybody. Everybody wakes up with like flash dots playing in their ears.
I would have definitely woke up. This is the sound of darkness.
And you are awake as well. You hurt.
I do.
You got a broken lot. Nose.
Like but I you hurt. Are functional.
Yeah.
As is a Nightwing. She wakes up as well.
Yeah. What about Batgirl? Does she not wake up?
She never wakes.
Yeah, Batgirl. Batgirl's good.
Okay.
But she just doesn't talk.
She's been awake for eight. She's watching.
She just.
She's been watching the whole time, but she can't tell me not to do it.
Just sign language. Angry sign language.
Oh my god, how's that work? Show me.
It's like Kung Fu.
There are angry people signing right now.
So you wake up.
You're in so much trouble in a minute.
I imagine you're probably waiting for them.
I'll be sitting, leaning up against the bike, waiting for Noir to wake up.
I've been stood here for hours in this pose.
Morning, princess.
Can I quickly ask, as I went to go fight Bane and then have come back, I've of course been unconscious for a day.
Yep.
I wouldn't know that these guys are looking for the smoke, would I?
No, you need. You probably need filling in a little bit.
You don't even know where you are. Well,
I wouldn't know where I am. I've not been here before.
It would be pretty obvious.
I'm awake.
Where you are.
When you look up
to me.
In a cave. When you look up and you see the cave roof.
Yeah, and there's bats flying everywhere, the waterfall in the distance.
Oh, the guano. The guano everywhere.
You need that for fireball.
Yeah, but there's so...
Rubbing my eyes. Ow, this hurts.
we're sleeping, though, and there's guano dropping everywhere. He better have, like, at least two roombas.
No, I was going to say, he's got roombas.
Bat roombas.
Bat roombas. Bat
roombas. A wing.
All the bats have got diapers on.
A little wings. No, little wings on the
he's
side.
He's changing them. No wonder Alfred fucking
that's
died.
That's what Batman does during the day. He just changes baby diapers all the time.
That's why he's now a computer.
Right, I'm going to wait for everyone to wait.
Yeah. So yeah. You guys are free to do what you want. Nightwing's, she sits up and she starts holding her ribs and a few of them are clearly
broken. Did they
all
sleep in their outfits? Did Tim sleep in his full Batman outfit?
No, so Tim goes to Main Mansion.
Oh, of course he did.
I thought it burned down.
Didn't invite us to spend a night in a proper bed.
You said you don't sleep. And you had a whale of a time.
He's probably watching the security cameras and I'm doing it like, really?
So you guys can enter the scene how you want from the...
I'll wake up from one of the cots. I would guess he probably has... I'm sure he has.
Yeah, there'd be something ample to sleep on, yeah.
I'm sure there would be a barracks of some sort that he has there. Just in case he has guests, which is very rarely. It must be a very dusty room.
Nightwing, are you okay?
No. A little broken.
I feel like crap.
A few ribs gone.
I've got a broken nose. My eyes feel puffy.
And she like slides off the bed and pushes herself up and taps around for belt and makes sure she's got equipment. I need a top up. Then starts walking off to where the bat suits are and the equipment and stuff.
I'm going
to
swing around.
Barbara!
And just sit on the edge of the floaty bed that I've been on and just sort of contemplate what's happened.
Yeah, so Dick is conscious, but he is bedbound. He's had a bit more than a few broken bones. He's soldiering on, but he won't walk again.
That's not surprising.
Nothing you don't know you've missed before, Dick.
Yeah, he's fractured arms, collarbone gone, ribs gone.
Surely DC could fix that. Like
we'll get you robot old legs, Dick.
Yeah, we could get you robo legs.
Robo legs. Make him an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, exactly. I know a guy.
I know a guy.
Rony Tark.
What, from Scooby-Doo? Rony Tark. But you see Nightwing walk past and go upstairs, and she just gives you a gentle nod as she walks past. She's not looking confident.
Oh.
In her stride. Her shoulders have dropped. She's kind of leaning to one side. She's shifting her weight to one leg.
I don't really know what to say. I just tip my hat as she walks past.
And then do a...
I'm still leaning up against the bike.
Leaning up against the bike.
I'll wake up in the med bay. I'll move out from the armory, should I say. Barracks?
Barracks.
That's the one. I couldn't think of the word for it. So I'll move out from the barracks. I'll get all my shit on. I'll move out. And I'll go and see what's actually happening and see if he's actually got any better with breaking the McAfee 2004 encryption on it. And yeah. I'll walk out and I'll go, how are we doing breaking the code?
I was the only one awake.
No, I
worked on it all night.
I had a good go at it. I couldn't get in. I did get you this bike, though. It's the newest model.
Can I look at the bike?
Yeah, so Dead this is a huge, long, muscle bike type thing.
I thought you'd like it.
It's built to carry two people, so it's not a lay-down sports bike. It's like a proper set-up Harley kind of deal. The wheels are full black except for a blue circle going around them that lights up as you pull the throttle. On the front of it is a headlight. But there's no Bat logo on this bike. It is just a black bike, blue rims.
So see, now that's my sort of thing.
Yeah, see?
But also, is it yours to give away?
Well.
It is now.
What's going on with the giant Mr. Freeze gun on your back as well?
I did get rid of that. I got rid of it when I realised I couldn't fire it.
Damn. That would have been even better.
I also checked out the Bat trophy room.
Yes.
And the scarecrow gas was missing.
Well, let's go have a look.
It's missing, I've just told you.
Okay, have you checked for prints?
I've thoroughly looked around. What? No.
There we are.
Checked for prints.
There we are.
All these villains wear gloves. They're definitely not going to leave prints.
Well, we'll have to check.
This person was clever enough to avoid security cameras to show his face. He's not going to fucking finger everything in the trophy room.
What's that?
Say nothing. What he does to that T-Rex is his own business.
Or the clay.
Maybe he got sloppy. Maybe he thought he was safe.
I took the clay as well.
Maybe he thought he was safe in the Batcave. If he was related and knows this area, why would he not feel safe taking
things?
Well,
you can go and have a look if you want.
You always look for the one weakness in a person.
Well, go look. There's nothing there.
Figuratively and literally.
Can I walk in?
As his eyes shift side to side.
Can I walk in and walk straight back out?
Like Grandpa Simpson putting his hat on.
Walks in, sees a completely bare room apart from the giant stuff.
Yeah, of course you can.
Thank you very much. Hold on. I'll make sure I do it. Right, I'll go and check. How much did you take? How much did you take?
I imagine you deliver it like Thanos, like sit down, everything.
Anything I could carry. It's all gone.
Did you ask?
Why would I? No. Of course I didn't.
What?
I had to keep myself busy while you were all asleep. And I collect trophies.
Can I have, like, just one of those, like, visual ones which brings up like my folder of him.
I mean, it kind of, like a projector. I guess it could look like the hologram. I'd wipe the crime scene
yes.
clean of any evidence. So I get it.
He was being thorough. He was looking under the things as well.
And in the room, everything.
Contaminated crime scene, stealing anything that was in there. Also, stealing anything in there.
Stealing.
Bad guy.
Goes on display.
Did you ask?
In my room that only I can go into. I'm like my own museum.
I'm actually writing this right now. Like, all of this that he says is going to be used against him in court later. 35% chance it's him.
Honestly, he stole everything. No, he stole everything he needed to kill the Justice League. I took the rest. But...
did you not think we might actually want to look in the room?
Yeah, well, I mean, there is one way you can look at the items.
How?
At my manor in my display room. Janet would probably have put them in there by now.
Janet?
Yes, Janet's the lady that... have I not brought Janet up before?
You have.
Yeah. Janet's the lady who works for me. Who looks after my manor.
What does she do?
Looks after his manor.
Cleans.
Pretty much just dusts, puts things away.
Yeah, and makes sure my trophies are well kept. And
feeds herself, not him.
I was about to say, okay, we'll go there next. We should probably deal with the computer here, but we should definitely go there as well.
Okay.
I need to cross off some leads.
I should probably go and see if Janet's all right, really. I've been sending a lot of stuff to her. And
imagine she's
I haven't checked in a while.
Imagine she's just a skeleton in the corner.
Just a pile of loot next to it.
Accidentally stuck inside your blooming...
It's a mop with a wig on. What are we talking about?
Janet has become the greatest supervillain ever made because she's been given all of this shit. She's the actual murderer. Plot twist. It's Janet.
New folder.
Janet's got access to every villain's weapon.
So whilst you're having this conversation, you hear a noise of a door opening. And the clock at the top of the stairs, the back of it swings open. And Tim comes walking down, this big hulking dude. Got a towel around his neck, freshly
Say
showered.
Nothing to Tim.
Do I see Tim first? Because, of course, I'd be near the
door. Yeah, it's pretty much the same time. The noise of that door opening would draw attention.
Yeah.
It's quite a loud thing because it just scrapes on the floor as it opens.
Do you say that to me?
Yes.
Say nothing to Tim.
don't be in.
Don't be a narc.
Thank you for saving me.
And he just nods.
No. Hey, how you been? Haven't seen you in a while.
He's a new man now.
Well, I appreciate it.
Do you know this guy, Tawny?
Yeah.
Of course I do.
We go back.
They were teens together.
Were you in the baby titans?
Teen titans.
Okay.
And yes, we were.
To list.
Everyone's got a folder. Don't take any offence. Mine's full.
It's got an A4 page.
I need you to open the computer, Tawny.
I'll give it a go.
I'm glad you're okay, by the way.
Thank you. I'm just going to, apart from the hop off the thing and sort of like hobble.
I showed some interest in her welfare.
Apart from the broken nose.
Yeah.
Couldn't fix that. They could do everything else, but nose is the...
It's a war wound.
Yeah. It will be fine. I'm just going to hobble over to the computer.
Yeah, so there is a big chair there if you want to sit down.
I will.
I imagine you kind of stood over it. It's going to hurt a little bit.
It's got back wings on the chair.
Not everything is
back. Oh, with little, like,
cow things at the top of the
chair. It's got 2 pointy ears.
So from behind, it looks like you've got a cow and wings.
Yeah. Why would he not do that?
You know what? It's canon now.
Yeah. Whoever made that custom chair is going to be like, somebody wants a bat themed thing.
Yeah.
So,
do I need to roll?
Yes. That, so you need to give me technology checks.
We stand around you expectingly.
So, how are you going to get in? Are you just trying to? So, there's multiple ways to do this. You can either just try and force your way in by guessing passwords. You can try and break in by trying to find like a fault with the system. You can try and plant a virus, which will then allow you access. So there's multiple ways that you can break into technology. Which way do you want to do it? You would know how to do all of them.
Yeah.
Because you're quite versed in technology. It's kind of your gift.
Yeah.
So you just need to kind of work out which way you're going to do, and then probably verbalize that to the room, saying, I'm going to try and do this.
I've got an idea.
It might take me a while.
What have you guys tried already to get into this computer?
I tapped some keys.
Okay, you next.
Rude.
I turned it on. And that was it.
He bought it dinner. Opened doors for it.
Kissing the keys.
Spoke to it gently.
Is Dick still here?
He is in the med bay. He is not really fit for... Okay. A fire or anything. Talk.
Dick tried all the old passwords.
Yeah, he tried logging on.
And Tim also tried the passwords, and it didn't
work. Tim is stood behind you, like arms crossed.
Right, Tim. What did you try? Your password, or did you try hitting it?
He did that when he could.
Can there be an imprint?
There's absolutely be a dent in it. Yeah, it is like a full metal desk.
If he tries lying,
a dent in it. I get mad sometimes.
I stand there nodding.
Well, because the keyboard has clearly got a dent in it, I'm going to plug in one of my bumblebees to the system, and I'm going to upload the virus.
Okay.
And that's what I will say to you guys. I'm going to upload a virus to try and get through to this.
You will need to write it, which is perfectly doable. Yeah. But
I'm
going to
use the keyboard on
time.
Because it'll have... the keyboard.
You'll have one on your wrist that you can type with, or you can project with.
Yeah, it just because this keyboard is clearly fucked because somebody.
Yeah, I was about to say, can the B key be broken? Like the most important thing
it's
on
just
the back
stuck
computer.
On caps lock.
Do you need me to roll?
So you'll need to roll a technology. Remember, you've got 2 hero points to spend as well, and this is to write the virus. This will take you a few hours to do, though, so you'll have some downtime.
Oh,
so if you want to go visit your trophies, have a look-see, maybe show Jim you could have like a shopping episode while Tawny writes this virus with Tim.
Oh, right.
So
yeah,
you'll
get... Mira, would you like to come to the manor if we've got a few hours?
Yes,
I need to really check in on Janet anyway.
Yeah, this is going to take me a while.
You can see my trophies.
That'll check off for
you
a few
leads.
You
can both ride on the back of his motorbike.
The only trophy I've kept on me that I haven't sent...
Was the Joker's flower, wasn't it?
No, I ended up sending that in the end. The only one I've kept on me at the minute is Lois Lane's lanyard.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, to the manor.
I got an 18. So, yeah, you start writing. This is probably going to take you 3 or 4 hours to do, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you just start clacking away and doing your thing.
Yep.
Tim's like, I'll make coffee.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad he didn't want to come.
and he wanders off.
Tim, Batman 2. I guess it's Batman 2, on to a third Batman.
Well, I think he's like the fourth iteration of Batman.
He is number four.
Okay. Oh. Does somebody correct me?
You can have a hero point.
Thank you.
So you've got Bruce, Azrael, Dick, and now Tim.
Okay. Can Dick correct me that he's number four?
I think you're right.
Just a voice from the other in the med
bay. I was number three. Thanks, Dick.
Okay, Batman number four. Seeing as you're the most able-bodied, can I have that to get around?
No. We'll take the horse. You can have the... we'll take the horse to my manor.
I'm not taking horsepower in that way.
No. It's archaic if you need it.
Sweet.
Let's do this. I summon my spectral pony, and we go.
So you know how this bike works. You know how to ride motorbikes. You had one.
It's like riding a motorbike.
No gears on this bike, though. This is pure electric power, so it will just go bang.
It's automatic.
I wonder how this...
Pretty much. And it is kind of that noise. That's the noise now.
Can I literally be like that?
And it moves so fast, and the light... Because the wheels light up, it leaves like a small blue trail behind it of light.
Oh, like my green trail.
Like the visible eye can see, just because the light can't... People's eyes can't perceive the light fast enough as it's making
it. We look sick as shit.
So it looks... You know like those long exposure photos of motorways?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the red streaks of car. It looks a bit like that when you fly through Gotham.
Sweet.
Oh, this is the most fun I've had.
And the only way out is to jump through that waterfall on it.
Can't wait.
So I mean, you two zip off. I'll hand over the reins to you for your manor.
Yes.
What's in it, what it looks like, what Janet's like, what she sounds like. You need something from a villain, if you think you should have something from a villain or a hero in there, that's when I'll help you. I'll jump in. If you want something from The Flash, I'll jump in and be like, cool, you would have this. Yeah,
it's the hero stuff that I... Because I've been collecting a lot of villain stuff lately. But
this isn't a new hobby.
A lot of hero stuff would be, because I was mainly in my early days, following the heroes only. So yeah. I was taking hero stuff, whereas lately I've been taking villain stuff.
Yeah. So if you think you should have something from a hero, just say which hero, and I'll pluck up an object.
Well, that'll be him. They'll be looking at the stuff anyway, won't it? So I'll just be like, all my hero stuff's over there, and then you can have a look.
Yeah. So
you have like big neon signs. Are you voicing villain?
No, I'll let you do.
No.
Separate rooms.
I can voice Janet. I'll voice Janet.
Come on, Consuela.
It's Janet. You can...
No.
Janet, where's all the stuff?
No.
Is she like a single mum?
Where did you put it, Janet? It's not in the trophy room.
Gifted to son.
She's a single mum.
Well, she's drank the fucking Bane venom. And she's an absolute monster. Janet, did you drink the venom? Definitely drain the venom, Janet.
I thought it was shopping.
She's got a fucking wrestling mask on for some reason.
She's fucking a luchador.
Where it came from. Tattoos on her arms like a sailor.
I mean, let's be honest. You're in Gotham. You live long enough to become the villain.
Why don't you describe outside of your manor first what it looks like going in?
It is going to be your very classic, like, do you remember plantation? Back in the day, plantation houses.
Big pillars.
That sort of thing. But it, on the outside, it looks quite dilapidated. There's vines running up the columns and stuff, and the brickwork's gone, a shade of sort of blacky grey.
Does it look a bit like the house of Forrest Gump? Forrest Gump's house.
That's a plantation home.
Yeah?
Yeah, somewhat like that, yeah. It's like a real old-fashioned plantation home.
Right, okay, dark picture.
With that big, long driveway.
Yes, yeah.
Kind of overgrown and...
Everything is overgrown on the way
down. And you got the, what they're called? You walk, like, on a second level, you walk out the door,
but
you've still got a bit where you could look over. Balcony.
Like a veranda.
Yeah, balcony type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got all of that. That's what it kind of looks like, but dilapidated.
Yeah.
And we'll go down the driveway, and you'll see all the overgrown trees.
Mm-hmm.
The manor's at the end. The man is at the end! Over the sound of the bike.
He's loving life. Biggest grin on his face.
I bet we look really cool.
Yeah.
You can't see it, but I'm smiling right now. On the inside.
And we'll pull up at the front of the manor.
Yeah.
Janet knows the sound of the horse.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she'll come and greet us.
And the just as you kind of step off, the door opens with her stood on the other side holding it.
I'm home, Janet.
Can she be really
okay?
Can she just be a really...
God, I missed your voice.
No!
The only thing that keeps me asleep at night.
Your dulcet tones, Janet. I can't sleep without them.
Oh, come on, babe.
Why are you hurting Herbert? He turned into Herbert.
Oh, God, I love this woman.
If you weren't alive, I'd marry you.
If you were undead too, Janet.
I'm dead on the inside.
I know, you don't have any.
I don't know why it's getting more Winnie the Pooh.
I kind of see it.
You're right, this is Janet. She looks after the house.
And I'll tip my hat.
Sir.
Thank you very much.
Janet, we wish to enter the room.
It's your home. You know where it is.
Janet, why have you gone Irish?
Did I disappoint you? Let down.
Yes, my servant is now James Blunt.
Goodbye, my friend.
Every time I leave.
You have been one.
Why are you going South Park now?
Oh, Janet, she does all sorts of accents.
Nothing if not to perform at this, Janet.
That's why I have her around.
Used to be an impressionist.
Yeah. Come on, let's go to the room, Noir.
I'll tip my hat and look so very
concerned. She leads you, because obviously she'll open the door for you. Yeah. Inside of this house, quite large, I imagine you've got like a main entrance, some stairs going
up. I want it to be the fireplace that spins, the whole wall with the fireplace.
Okay, you want like a hidden room with the whole
like
fireplace.
Indiana Jones style.
That's cool. That's
that
cool.
Is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be in a study, I imagine.
Yes.
That looks worse for wear. And how do you want to cause this fireplace to spin? Is there a button? Is there a lever? Do you just push it?
No, a sconce on the wall.
A sconce on the wall. It's kind of like...
Yeah, 100%. But it's got to be clicked up and down, left and right.
Like a joystick.
Like a joystick.
You got to put the Konami code in it.
It was too easy before, just putting
up,
it down.
Down, down, so left, right, left, right.
Yeah, there's a code system to it.
Humphrey.
Yes?
Forgive me for this, but you're cleaner.
Janet?
It's a little bit dilapidated in here.
Janet's job is to look after the more important
things. He won't let me clean.
That's a lie, Janet. You're just fucking lazy.
No. A bit of paint?
Well, I...
Home Depot?
The reason it's dilapidated, Mira, is because I somewhat neglected it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I
can't climb a ladder.
No, I found myself in somewhat of a pit.
Can I just see the chair and the area where his butt cheeks have most definitely imprinted into a chair bag?
Yeah, this is
where it's evident that I spent most of my
your
day
home,
sitting.
So it's however you want it to be.
It's clearly obvious that I spent a lot of time just sitting in an armchair
like
by the fire.
He's got one of those Roman candles, so it's really big.
You
ones.
Have no weight. Remember when I carried
you? No, there's weight if I want there to be.
Oh, so you can choose to be heavy?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just imagining one of those giant Catholic Roman candles.
And I reckon there's loads of empty decanter bottles and all sorts of stuff laying around. And
I imagine, one of those giant candles that's like melting.
I hit a point in my life where I didn't have much and I never really did anything. And so the house fell to ruin, as did I.
I mean, you have purpose now.
This is true. And I'll get right on it once we solve this case.
Yes.
Left, right, up, down, up, down, up, down, left, right. Don't watch me. Up, down, left, right.
Can I try?
Look at me.
Can I try to memorize it?
You can try, yeah.
As I see him, left, right, down, down.
Yeah, so give me a roll. It's just a flat 20.
Intellect?
Yeah, you can add your intellect.
Would it not
be
awareness?
Doesn't really matter. With the
system,
balls.
Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck? Cool. Just a d20.
You roll.
That would be insight. Insight?
No, that's more like knowledge-based if you know something.
No, that's cool. I'll go with awareness.
Awareness it is.
I mean, they're all fours. So.
Yeah, so.
No.
No.
I get lost on the second up, down, left, right, left, right.
Good.
Instead, I'll just keep it ajar with a bit of wood in the door. No.
Bit of chewing gum on the so it doesn't click shut.
Mm. Nothing a little TNT won't solve.
plastic explosives.
I want it to be like all of a sudden there's like steel on the other side, though. As it comes round, it's obvious that this room is like ultra modern.
Yeah.
Like a bunker.
Like white walls and.
Yeah.
Yeah, well lit.
Yeah.
I imagine X-Men.
Absolutely spotless.
A lot of glass.
Yes.
I imagine X-Men for some reason. Like.
Mm. Yeah.
Where Cerebro is.
Yeah, where the Cerebro is.
Down there.
In like the X-Men. I'm beginning to wonder where you invested all your money. And I'm beginning to realise.
Come with me.
And you'll see.
I can't, because I'm going to sing it.
The world of your imagination.
If you don't have a Wonka entrance song as you're walking him around.
Take a little look at these capes
that I stole.
That or Ariel's song.
You wouldn't believe what happened to them.
Can I just see the blood? Like, on the capes. I'm like,
And on that note, join us next time. Where you can find out what is in the trophy room of Mr. Fat Fingers Spriggan.
Will he wanker over it?
If you've got any questions or queries, you can go to our Instagram or Twitter or Facebook at HowNotToSummon, or go to our Discord at HowNotToSummonPodcast, or go to our link tree at HowNotToSummon, where you can find all our links. Go to our YouTube as well, because we're going to bring stuff out that's going to be YouTube specific, because there's videos. Eventually.
Like and subscribe.
I've been your DM, Mr. Grayson.
I've been Humphrey Fastfingers Spriggett.
I've been Mirror Noir.
And I've been Tawny.
Ta-ra!
See you later.
Bye.
See ya.